The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. The anti-CAA and the pro-CAA protests and rallies continue unabated across the length and breadth of the country, with the political parties and organizations putting their might and muscle. If it's the opposition, then they put their weight behind, they've lent their weight behind the anti-CAA protests. And if it is the ruling disposition or those in support of the current present disposition and the policies and the decisions taken by them, then they are all part of the rallies pro-Citizenship Amendment Act. Amidst all of this, when you listen to the voices of those who fled their homeland and sought refuge in India, one has to pause and wonder, and one has to pause and think. Who is deliberately trying to distort facts so that there is confusion, chaos, and of course, a sense of insecurity among the people? In the larger face of it, one should actually be proud as Indians that more people want to come and reside in our country than leave it. More people want or seek refuge in our country, irrespective of what their caste, creed, religion is concerned. The entire anti-CAA stir is, why have you excluded Muslims out of it? Isn't that what they're making it all about? Irrespective of the fact that this is not about an Indian citizen, it is about non-Indian citizens who are seeking refuge, and those with a particular religious denomination, especially when they are, as a religious denomination, minorities in the neighboring countries, they are given refuge in India, only that their process of naturalization is hastened. That's all this act is about. It's just that six religious denominations have been mentioned explicitly and that Muslims have not been named. That doesn't mean that Muslim citizens across the world who want to naturalize in India will not be accepted or have not been accepted or not being accepted. It's just that there are those who have fled their homeland, come to India, let the Indian authorities know that we are here, we are not going back, because we'd rather die here than live there. Yahan izzat to milti hai. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a matter of pride for us as a country, that we have been able to maintain, retain, and of course, allow to prosper the inclusive ethos of our country. So who's distorting facts then? How is it that we have peaceful protests all through the day today? Yes, there are security measures in place. Yes, there are police presence across in certain sensitive areas. And yes, there has been internet curbs so that there is no rabid distortion and misinformation campaign that's run on social media that further provokes people. But if it can be peaceful this Friday, how did it get violent last Friday? And the door for peace, the door for calm swings both ways. If the protesters were rioting, if there were elements who got and deliberately disturbed peaceful protests and resorted to violence on the streets, burnt public property, indulged in arson and vandalism, then there are images and visuals of the police also. Their excesses also coming to the fore. Their misdemeanors coming to the fore. Them destroying public property coming to the fore. Them vandalizing public property coming to the fore. So then, did parties, people, leaders, identities on both sides of the spectrum, political spectrum, or all sides of the political spectrum, try to fan the flames so that they could eke out certain profits? And at whose cost? Isn't it at India's cost? Who's looking at India and saying, what's happening in our country? Isn't the world looking at India and saying, is it safe to travel to India? Isn't the world looking at India and saying, should we really go to India? Is India really the Vishwaguru that it wants to be or it projects itself to be? Is India really the inclusive country that it projects itself to be, claims itself to be? How can we as citizens, how can we as leaders, how can we as political entities claim to be Indian and yet for our vested interests hurt our own motherland? This is the big question that everybody needs to answer. This is where the entire debate is. Who is deliberately wanting to make sure that India remains on the boil? India remains maligned. India's image continues to be dented. And if there are foreign powers who are perhaps orchestrating this, then are there those within who are playing right into their hands? And are there those within who believe that these dents on our country are okay as long as their own fortunes are revived or resurrected or maintained? It's a sad statement, ladies and gentlemen. When Pakistan is worried about opening its borders, whereas India is being asked to keep its borders open, more people are coming into India than going out of India. And yet, India is being considered unsafe for certain few. Isn't that paradoxical? Think about it. Debate number two on the Right Stand tonight is about those who are now making the National Population Register and the National Register of Indian Citizens anti-poor. Census and the National Population Register is enacted so that people can understand, people can measure, especially politicians, and policy can be formed. Policy makers can know who to form policy for and what policies to form because of the basis on the basis of hard numbers of how many poor there are, how many people there are, how many people live in which state, and what are the requirements, necessities. The disbursement from the local to the centre happen basis on this population register and the census, which happens once in a decade. When the UPA said it, they called it landmark. When the UPA announced it, they said this is an exercise in the interest of the usual residents of this country. Today, certainly, it is a tax on the poor. Today, suddenly, they believe that this is an anti-poor move by a sarkar which is suit boot ki sarkar. So when the Congress and the UPA pushed GST, it was supposed to be a landmark move. When they pushed and argued for demonetization earlier, at that time it was supposed to be an intent and a need for the country, necessity for the country. When they pushed NPR, it was supposed to be a landmark move for the well-being of the country. So when they say it is for our good, it is for our good. But somebody else does it, then how can it be for our good? There has to be a motive behind it. There is an intention behind it. The intention is to single out someone. Who's saying all of this? Aren't these voices the same who earlier claimed that this was all for the benefit of the larger group of people? So who's playing politics? Who's fear-mongering? Who's misleading and misguiding the people? Who's saying ki form bharna hai to bribe dena padega? Bhai, ye to 5 saal pehle, 7 saal pehle, 10 saal pehle bhi dena padta tha. तब किसकी सरकार थी? उससे पहले किसकी सरकार थी? उससे भी पहले किसकी सरकार थी? जब तक फाइल के अंदर नोट नहीं होता, गांधी जी अंदर नहीं दिखते, तब तक काम आगे नहीं होता. ये किसकी सरकार के अंदर कहा जाता था? तो आज वही बात कहने वाले कौन लोग हैं? नेशनल पॉपुलेशन रजिस्टर, इज इट प्रो और एंटी पुअर? दैट्स डिबेट नंबर टू ऑन द राइट स्टैंड टुनाइट. आई विल सी यू देयर.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.